when a man's in love with someone, he has got to overcome one obstacle that's always in the way. Finding words to pop the question gives him mental indigestion. Possibly you'll get me when I say, ooh, don't my heart away.
Stalin died in 1953. I was in Affairs of State at the time, a light comedy that had a decent run at the Cambridge. Stalin had had a decent run too, though I'd never been a fan of the old boy, even during the war, when he was all the rage. It wasn't so much the cult of personality that put me off. Being in the theatre, I'm no stranger to that. It was the moustache. One smiles, but more judgments than people care to admit are grounded in such trivialities. And when you're just a fool of an actress like me, you don't mind coming out with it.
Hearing that Stalin had died, one cheered up no end. It wasn't just that I was glad to see the back of the old bugger, though I was, but for the first time since I'd come to Moscow in 1951, I found I'd something to do. Death always means work for somebody, and one was suddenly very busy reading the papers, monitoring news broadcasts, collating and analysing Western reactions to the Marshal's somewhat overdue departure. However, in no time at all, they had him tucked in beside Lenin on Red Square, and life returned to what I had come to regard as normal, doing the Times crossword, the Statesman competition, reading Trollope and Jane Austen, a gentleman of leisure. Of course, the most accomplished exiles are, and always have been, the Russians. They're tutors in it, practically. So, in a sense, we'd come to the right place.
After Uncle Joe's death, they played with the understudies for a bit, then brought in a cast of unknowns in something called The Thaw.